Let's begin by closing our eyes and coming home to ourselves without any distraction around us. Feel into what's being communicated internally within. Let's give gratitude and thanks for the privilege of sitting where we are currently sitting, on the beautiful Apple Isle known as Tasmania. The communication and connection to Gaia on this island is so pure and so easy to feel. And I think that's why many of you are here in the room today, to just get a little taste more of that beautiful connection. And the connection's easy. There's nothing to do. There's simply nothing to do. All you have to do is walk among the trees, walk on the ocean, climb a mountain. And that extraordinary communication and connection is ever present in every cell of your body. You feel it. You feel that deep gratitude and love for our planet, our Mother Earth. So let us now, together as a group, send that loving gratitude and connection with Gaia to everyone on the planet who may not be in a position to directly connect with Gaia because of their unique situation. But allow them to feel and to know that these pristine places on the planet still exist. There's pockets of the purity of Gaia everywhere on the planet. And that purity of Gaia is constantly being broadcast and sent to every brother and sister. And so we thank them for joining us now and being with us to hear this next message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. In Tasmania, this is part two. And it's part two of a message. And the message has to do with what you carry around, dear human being. What you carry around that makes you feel alone. What you carry around that you would feel, perhaps, that there isn't a soul who knows what you know. And that's wrong. It's wrong in that the love of God that put you here, the system that is here, all knows who you are, what you've been through, what you're worried about. Free choice is free choice. And that means you are free to worry, you are free to fear. And even though there may be little to worry about or anything to be afraid of, if you do, that is your free choice. And dear ones, that is the definition of you defining yourself. And that is, how much do you fear? How much do you worry? How does that play into who you think you are? I want to talk about something that's very, very profound. I want to talk about what defines you. And this isn't just for those who sit here, it's for those who listen. If you had to ask the question, who am I? Past your name and your society and your culture, your language, the place where you live, then you get into, I am a Homo sapien, and then you get into, perhaps, I'm a child of God. But if you take a look at how you act, or how you feel, or what's inside your heart, sometimes it just does not shake hands with all of those definitions. And there's two reasons why. And one of them comes in with you that I want to talk about that we can dismiss together with that entourage we've talked about. And the other one has to do with what you were told. So in review, around you is a great amount of love. Around you are actually intelligence, if you want to call it that, who knows your name, knows what you're going through, and belongs to you. Hard for you to believe this, perhaps. What's an entourage? Cryon, give us another word. Here's something all of you will understand. A bevy of angels all around you who know your name. Spiritual beings that are in another dimension, you want to call it that, which have always been around to help you. And the idea is this, is that when you start having a higher consciousness development, and when you start to evolve with ideas, perhaps that are right from your Akash, because you're an old soul, that there's help to push you in to light. That you don't have to struggle to find it. And the reason is because of the shift. This shift you've gone through is starting to temper the amount of darkness on this planet. Did you notice? It's not just that there's more light, there's less dark. And that means this, that metaphorically, you're not going to have the slog through the mud that you've had for eons called humanity. That the wind is at your back, that if you try something that would be of a high-minded thought, for instance, it's going to have a response. People are not going to turn their back as easily on you as you've had them do in the past. Some of you may have even noticed this. I think you're probably a little less strange than they did before, because some of the things you've talked about are actually happening. And what I want to tell you is, beyond that which you might believe, you have help. Now that's the review. When you arrive on this planet, old soul, you don't arrive clean. And what I mean by that, you arrive with a history. Now, it's not your humanism, it's in your DNA, and it's carried into your life. And the idea of this and the system of this is that eventually, when you have a higher consciousness, it's going to be carrying in the wisdom that you've learned. And that when you come again into life as another human with another expression, you'll be carrying that which you've gleaned and learned this time. Now, it hasn't always been that way, and as proof of that, humanity continues to war. And that's what's changing. You're starting to arrive with a lot more of that which you've gleaned and earned from having been a human so many times and learned so much. And it's starting to occur to you. And those children being born are starting to have it intuitively, instinctively. They're starting to have it. And that is changing humanity. But dear ones, I've got two things to tell you. Number one, that in with all of this energy, called the Akash with you, comes remembrances of things you've done and been through that are not commensurate with your magnificence. All of you, dear ones, have been through war. All of you. And that means all of you have killed others. All of you. Old soul, every single one of you have shared in the genders. Women, you've been warriors. Men, you've given birth. And in that, you've experienced things you'd rather not even talk about and watched things. That sorrow we talked about has been in your Akash, and some of it carries right in. Even as children, you don't know why you're acting the same ways that perhaps you did in the last life. There's a carryover. The carryover is a result of this awakening. And there's got to be a governor of it. And that means to say that all of it comes, and without a filter, there are some things you feel and don't understand. You'd like to. Well, I'll tell you what it is. There's no elegance in the filter yet, and it all comes pouring in. And as you awaken, there are things that you're aware of. And you wonder, why is it that these things bother me, or I don't want to go over there, or why is it that I'm so tired when I go over here, or I want to talk about this? And that's all from the past. A past that you don't even really acknowledge, but it's there. It's in your DNA. And so, like the other channel, I say to you, there's an entourage that understands that, that is here for the shift and you, and says, at some point in time, why don't you just drop that, correct it, and install the filter, so that the things that bother you now won't, and the things that were magnificent and wise will sail right through and you can use them. Now, that's a filter you need now that you've never had before because you didn't have the consciousness. And if you're one of those listening to this right now and says, that's interesting because that's me. I'm carrying things around that are hurtful and it never happened. I'm afraid of things that never happened. And I don't know why. This entourage who loves you, this group of angels who is here, who is only concerned with your name, with its handout that says, how about we get together and have a consciousness shift and give you the filter? That filter will be able to filter out the negative things and enhance the positive things in Akash that you're just beginning to learn to use. And so you do it right now if you want to. And if you're brave enough, and I mean brave enough because this is outside of the box of what you would do. Brave enough because you wonder what it's going to be like without it. It's become you. Perhaps it's even defined you. And so I challenge you. Dear spirit, dear entourage, dear group of angels, I want that filter. I want it when I sleep, so these things won't come forward and bother me. I want it when I'm alive and when I'm living here right now, not later. So that as I walk down the street, I won't be bothered by things that never happened to me this time. I want the things that worked in the past to be enhanced. I want them to occur to me now. I want the good ideas that I've learned and the experiences I've had for lifetime after lifetime to filter in. And part of that is the joy of life. And the things that happened in the past, in other lifetimes of learning, that would hurt my heart today will be gone forever. They are not appropriate for my magnificence. Can you do that? Well, some of you just did it with me. Anytime you want to, you can call on this entourage. That's the system. I first came into this planet, and one of the first things I said to my partner, and he wrote it down, and it has become a slogan, if you want to call that, a phrase that is associated with Kryon, and it is this one: you are never alone. And we have told you repeatedly, year after year after year, that there is something more. Something that you wouldn't necessarily believe if we told you, and you can't itemize it, and you can't give them names, but there is an energy around you of love. Light is there for the asking, for the taking. And all you have to do is face off with it and say, "Dear Spirit, it's time for the filter." That's the free choice. Do you understand that the energy of the consciousness of the asking changes everything? Did you realize that it's not really a request? You're placing an order. Did you understand that this is going to happen because you say these things? It's not wishful thinking into the air. And for those of you who cognize that and believe it, you'll see it happen. You're going to sleep better, dear one. You're going to hear it right away. And I say hear it because that's part of what we say the music is. That music is metaphoric, that music of peace, the music of a magnificent soul. I'll talk about the last one. Now, it's not the last one, but it's the last one that I'm going to talk about in this part two. Who are you? And depending upon you, who you ask and what individual, they'll give you a horror story. They'll say, "Well, here's what I was told that I am. Born on this planet, unfortunately, dirty. Spiritually, a God that won't even talk to me, and I don't even deserve to look on his face. Because of something that happened, I'm not really sure what that was, but I have to do things to try to be in the favor of this creator that's so elusive. And everywhere I go, I'm reminded by those I'm with that I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to look on the face of God, of the creative source. And even if there was love there, it's not for me, it's for someone else because they're better than I am." You see. Somewhere along the line, there's been something called the original sin. Some horrible thing that displeases God to the point that I'm just groveling in the dirt. And dear ones, there are millions and millions of human beings that will give you that information. That's who they are. And of course, humans have a plan to correct that. And that plan is the redemption that is through that system they have created that will at least get you to a place where you feel better. I'm going to say it again. All of that, dear ones, is a human story placed upon God by humans. Does it make sense? I'll say it again. Does it make sense that the love of God would have given you free choice and then judged you for your choice? It is not spiritual logic. It makes no sense. Not only that, does it make sense that the grandness of the grand and a multidimensional God filled with love you can't even imagine would then have human attributes, a war in heaven, a fallen angel, one who will torture you if you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing? And I tell you, that is the consciousness of humanity put upon the face of God. You should hear this over and over. You are magnificent, born magnificent. And you've got an entourage around you of angels that have come from the same place you have with their hands out saying, "How'd you like to drop that and get rid of the lack of self-worth that you have and have had all your life? Given to you by those you trust and love, and they feel the same way. Given to them by those they trusted and loved. Can you say to yourself, maybe, just maybe, it's a lot bigger than that. Maybe, just maybe, it wasn't correct. And that does not diminish them. It does not diminish God. It just tells you that in a lower consciousness time, that these kinds of things stick because you can't think past them with love. And now you can. Dear entourage, you might say, lift me up from that which is the lack of self-worth and show me light. I am not a victim of this planet. I was not born a victim of this planet. I was born magnificent, and now I know it. Lift me up and hold my hand and keep it held so that I don't fall into the habit of thinking that I'm less than light. This is not blasphemous. This means you're partnering with God. This was the design. Free choice to find the higher self of yourself and be it. Free choice to find the light that's in you, recognize it as the creative source, and move forward on this planet. Those who seeded you did that. Other planets before them did that. Now you know that consciousness is energy. What's next? That means you can then control the energy. You can work with the energy. Higher consciousness is something you'll start to understand as palpable energy that you can see and feel and work with in your magnificence. Walk out of this place differently than you came, but more than that, think on these things. Are they two way out, or do they ring with truth? This is the message for the day. And by the way, it's been the message for 30 years. But suddenly now, for some reason, it's being heard. And thousands of old souls are starting to take note of that which is around them, which is the love of God. I am Kryon in love with humanity for good reason. And so it is.